suffers the injuries. You know, Jeff Allen, these are the players that won't practice today. Jeff Allen, Jason Avant has a hip strain. He won't practice today. Tyler Bray, Sanders Cummings might give it a shot. We just got to see how he's going to keep rehabbing here. He's got a little knee inflammation. Eric Fisher, Demetrius Harris, Junior Hemingway, Justin Marsh, Poe, Rooks, and then D'Anthony. Again, he did some stuff in the walkthrough, but probably not much today, if anything. So, about our game, I thought the game was was productive. We come out here today now, and we get ourselves ready for Tennessee. We're going to try to keep this as much a normal week within the rules of the NFL training camp rules that we possibly can. So it's not quite the same schedule, but as close as we can get to it. And this would be like a Wednesday practice. Tomorrow will be like a Thursday practice, and so on. So, and then we're going to take it from there.
Andrew, Miles will be back to work today?
There's a chance he does some stuff, yes.
Andy, do you feel like you need 4 full preseason games to get ready for the season? There's some discussion with all the big injuries that have happened.
Yeah, I was asked that up at camp. I'm a coach, so as much about the evaluation time and teaching time that I can have, I'm going to want. So I would tell you yes.
Could you make it work, Andy, with say 2, as long as everybody else has?
Yeah, that's the right side of me. I mean, the right side says that whatever you give me, I'm going to make work. So, can you make it work? Yeah, but would you rather have it work? You get a full evaluation time, yeah.
Obviously, the players come in much better shape now than they did back in the day. Do you think the players need it to get into shape for the season? Is it a physical thing? Or is it an evaluation?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people playing, I'm sure, in high school, wherever there's shape, and there's football shape that you have to get in. And so it's 2 different things. You'd be great distance running and all those things and lifting, but there's the football playing part that you've got to get yourself used to doing.
Where is Don Tari?
He's doing great. He's really made big strides. I can't tell you. I just say that he's at least on schedule, if not a little bit ahead. So, great attitude.
What's the schedule? Guys kind of expect it.
I figured that'd be the second question.
As soon as you said it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. We're just taking it ahead. He says he's going to play in the first game. So, I go, okay, all right, we'll see. And then the doctors have to evaluate. That's really the thing, the time and how it's healing. That's up to the doctors.
You heard that from the medical people, that's going to be a reasonable goal with him?
Yeah, we'll see. It's more we'll see. Let's see how he does in this phase with the exercise. So far, it's gone well. But let's see how that goes. So that's kind of where the docs are. And then, he hasn't run or done that. So we'll see then that next phase where that goes. So he's moving around. He hasn't had any setbacks. So I guess that's the positive.
Andy, now Davis has a lot of attempts in 2 games. Jamal said, what have you seen from Niles? Do you like what you see?
Yeah, I'll tell you, now I think has improved. I think more in the past game. We knew he was a good runner. But in the past game, I think he's improved. Spent a lot of time working on that.
How about first team offense? A touchdown drive and a field goal in the first 2 games. Is this kind of about what should be expected, given the injuries?
Well, you set out to score every drive. That's what you try to do. So, I like the progress we made last week. I like the fact that we put a drive together, 14-play drive, against a good defense. So, that front 7, that was a pretty good front 7. So, I thought we handled that well for that drive.
Yeah. Andy, now that you've got a chance to look at the tape, what growth did you see from Mitch Morris from week 1 to week 2?
Yeah, well, there's a comfort there. He's getting more comfortable in that position. Again, he had a pretty good defense in front of him. He's going to be one of the best in the National Football League. So I thought he handled it pretty well.
How are you going to line up on the offensive line with his first one?
Yeah, it'll probably be similar to today. We just same as what you saw. Be somewhere, I'm sure, for the game.
Andy, we're not junior anymore. We haven't even seen him in the rehab area.
Yeah, he's down there rehabbing. This is, you know, his back is tender, and so he's going through it.